Good evening, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with tonight?
Hi, my name is Jason Kim.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. So I'm going to be moving next month, so I'm not going to be needing my service after I'll tell you the exact date. It would be like January, like 11th or January 12th.
Okay. What is your service address, please?
58 Montrose Avenue.
Okay. And which township is that?
Kingston.
Okay, perfect. And the best phone number for you, please?
516-564-7752.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much for that. Okay, so we're looking at deactivating the account after the 12th. What I can do is I can go ahead and put in a note. Do you know what your new service address would be, or are you moving out of state?
So what's going to be happening is I'm a medical student, so I'm going to be moving to Schenectady for a month, but I'm just going to be living in a hotel. So the hotel is giving me internet. And then after that month, I'm going back to Long Island, and my parents are just going to, you know, I'm just going to do whatever service they have already.
Okay, no worries. That's understandable. All right, so Jason, I'm just going to go ahead and put in the note that you are moving out of service area. And you said it was like the 12th or the 13th of January?
Yeah, it would be like, it would be that weekend, so it would be either January 11th or January 12th.
Okay, no worries. What I suggest doing is that we not cancel right away. What I do suggest is when you are actively moving, just give us a quick call to let us know, hey, can you disconnect my service as of today, and we'll go ahead and take care of that, okay?
How does the billing cycles work?
I can also go over that with you. Don't worry. Bear with me as I go ahead and put in that note. All right. So now that I've got that in, I can go ahead and explain to you a bit about the billing cycle.
Okay.
So your billing cycle at the moment is from December 1st through the 31st. So what will happen is when it comes time to move in January, when you call us to cancel the service, what will happen is it will prorate the unused time so that you'll only be charged for the used amount of internet, so to speak, so the used days. So if you're moving close to the center of January, then you're likely to see only a bill of maybe half of what you normally pay.
Okay, that's fine. Now, I have a router and modem from you guys. Do you need to collect it back? I don't want to be charged for it.
So when that comes time for that, I would say give it about a few days before canceling, before you're technically canceling, and then request the return kit from us. That way we will send you a box with a pre-existing label on it so that you can mail us back the equipment.
Oh, okay. I mean, so that means you can send a box now and I'll just hold on to it and I'll send it back when it comes close to that.
Okay, absolutely. I can definitely go ahead and do that. I will add that to the note, actually. That way we can get that taken care of and I will have that task created for you, okay?
Okay. Do you have any like physical locations in Kingston or in the area that I could just drop it off?
So yes and no. So we do have our headquarters here in Kingston, but it's not exactly accessible to the public.
I don't need to go in. I just want to get like a receipt that I dropped the items off. And I've had it in the past with not like internet companies, but like telephone companies where I would send them products back, and then they would claim they never got it and then charge me like $1,000 for it.
Yeah, no. What I can also do is I can also put in a note, maybe have a tech come pick it up if you would prefer that. But typically...
I would prefer that if a tech could come pick it up, or if I could meet them somewhere. I don't mind meeting them.
Okay.
I just want to get like a receipt or something, or some kind of communication that's written that says they got it back.
Okay. All right, so I've got that in the system for you to avoid unreturned equipment charges. Sorry, it took me a second there to remember the words.
Okay.
So I've got that saved in the system. I will forward this over to the department that handles this as well, and that way they are aware. Okay?
Okay. If I was going to meet someone, or if they were going to come to me,
We do installs on weekends, so we do have techs available on weekends. Now, what I do recommend is that you give us a call a few days prior to your expected disconnect. That way, we're not accidentally early terminating, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, we're really good on it, but you never know. Sometimes the system may make a mistake or there's a glitch. So I definitely would recommend around, we'll say the 5th of January. Would probably be the best time to call.
I can see that. Yeah. I think you've been charging me on the 17th of the month. Is that correct? Or when have I been getting charged?
Okay, let me just take a look. So, Jason, it shows that the charges are typically on the 16th.
Okay. So then... Would I charge today, then, or yesterday?
Yes, yesterday, the 16th, you were charged for the month.
Okay.
Correct. This was for the month of December, though.
Okay. So then I would get charged on the 16th of January, and then they would just prorate it for whenever I set up the cancel date.
Correct. You just have to make sure that you give us a call around the 5th or 6th of January so that way we can get that process started for the cancellation. We'll manually enter the cancellation dates, and we will organize for that equipment to get returned.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you for your time.
Oh, of course. Anytime. Was there anything else that I can help with today, Jason?
What other locations do you offer? Do you do any service on Long Island?
Unfortunately, no, because there's a lot of companies that do offer fiber. So essentially what happens is that we are focusing on the areas that don't have fiber yet.
Okay.
So what that means is we have a lot of Orange, Ulster, we're working on Catskill, so Greene County, we have Dutchess, and then we also have Columbia counties that are currently underway for service.
What about Westchester County?
We're not quite down there yet either. I mean, it does take a little bit of time for us to expand. So, of course, you know, that would definitely be the one way to do it is, you know, once we get down there, you can always check to see if we are able to service and when we'd be able to service. So definitely keep an eye out on our website if you'd like. I know that we have fantastic service, and I know we've had a lot of happy customers.
Overall, I've been happy with the service. That's what I'm kind of like asking.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Oh, absolutely. Is there anything else that I can help with today, Jason?
No, that's it. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, you as